Everything's running smoothly.
Yo! Yo, yo, yo! Happy Friday! Yippee Friday! My name's Hartzell Pete, across the line. This is the KC Morning Show. What's going on, man? Happy Friday, buddy.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. We've made it to Friday, which has really felt so far like every other day for the past 59. But it is what it is. I mean, look, beautiful out. Your real feel right now.
Give me that quarantine real. Real, baby.
Oh. High 60s crawling our way up to 69. Nice. I mean, that's what you want to see on a Friday. But there is some thunderstorms you have to worry about. Scattered thunderstorms here in the morning. Looks like you get a little break for lunch. So you want to sneak out and maybe get yourself a smoothie or a sando, and then come back inside, because scattered thunderstorms again into the night. Weekend forecast as I close out this ad for AT&T.
Pay your bills, Pete. Pay that bill.
It looks like rainy today. They changed the website on me. 70 high, 72, low 61. Heavy thunderstorms on this Friday. Saturday, high 85, low 70, partly cloudy. And then Sunday, back to thunderstorms, high of 87, a low of 68. And this is your 10-day.
Oh, wow.
Looks like rain all next week. The only break that you're going to get from rain in the next 7 days is Saturday. So enjoy it. That's a forecast right there.
Man, you are really embracing your role as a meteorologist, Pete, because you just... Est all over all my plans I have for the next 10 days.
Yeah, just stay in. Things are going to be opening up, but I mean, it's going to be raining, so if you don't want to melt.
What's the point?
Yeah, if you don't want to melt, stay inside. I do want to thank Breezy Leezy for being an inspiration to me. Of course, Miss Lindsay Anderson. This has just been a long road to the top of the Kansas City meteorologist, you would say, society. And
I think you've made it, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
It does feel good. It does feel good.
Rain. Hey, Pete, who brings us this show on Fridays, this KC Morning Show?
That's right. It's the KC Morning Show, presented by Pat the Bat and our good friends at Charlie Hustle. Hartzell's not wearing a Charlie Hustle shirt because he doesn't like to support the brand.
I haven't done laundry. That's the answer. I didn't want to.
I have the Showtime in Miami and Mahomes. Showtime in Miami, Kansas City going to the Super Bowl shirt with Mahomes heading to Miami. This is one of my favorite ones. I don't even know if they have it in stock anymore. So if you want to buy this one off my back, you know our email, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
There you go.
More on what they're doing, I guess, in just a little bit, right?
A podcast-worn shirt. So you can get that signed, courtesy of Mr. P.G. Sween.
Yeah, I definitely will sign it with the frosted marker, because it's a darker shirt. So if you want that done, you know where to find me, and we'll talk prices off air.
There you go. No, I do feel like I'm underdressed. I feel like I need to be buying shirts off of you, because I do feel underdressed not having my Charlie Hustle shirt on. But I feel
you have more of a Charlie Henley going on right now.
Touche. Hartzell Henley. That's a look right there. I can rock the Henley look. You give me something with maybe a few buttons that I can maybe make into a little V-neck fashion.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Roll these sleeves up.
Prior to quarantine, you would have been busting out of that, Henley. Now it's
would you stop? Would you stop? I'm doing the best I can. We are all, Pete, in this situation, doing the best we can with what we got. All right? I haven't worked out. I haven't been in a gym in over 2 months. That hurts.
I remember all those pictures that looked the same every day we would see in –
Looking the same. Did you not notice any of those gains I was making?
Your nipples would just be a little bit harder each and every day. And
well, that hasn't changed.
That was the one change. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure once my gym's opening up actually on June 1, which means I'm going to have to go again because, again, trying to drop some libs as we go here. I mean, we're going to get to the season before we know it. So now's the time to get back in shape. Beautiful week. I made some chicken piccata this week, which is delicious, but not helping me get back in shape. A lot of butter. Calls for a lot of butter.
As it should.
And wine and stuff. It was good.
I love seeing this Pete progress. Like, I love every day we're getting the food update from the foodie.
It's growth.
PG Sweet.
Yeah. Chef Pete. So I'm a meteorologist and a chef. No schooling necessary in either category. So for those kids who want to be either out there, quit now and just start working on your craft. And that's all I'll say. It was excellent. Had it again on Thursday. So been running, and then I just put the weight back on with the food I'm cooking. So it's a good process to have. Major day for me today.
Major. Oh, hold on. Let me get ready for this announcement.
Okay. Get ready for this. Ready?
Okay. Here we go.
It's been like, it's got to be like 7 or 8 weeks. Usually I get snipped up every 3 weeks. Going in for a haircut today.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh, yeah. Pete, you are. Are you sure?
Yeah. Beard trim as well. Man. Place I go to, they have a video. They're going through all the process. They're wearing masks. They're masked up. They're hand sanitizing.
I'm nervous for you, man. Are you, do you have any hesitations? At this point, are you just saying, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I got to get these locks trimmed up. Are you at that point now? Or are you just a little bit still, even up until you walk in there, kind of nervous?
Yeah, I was feeling it last night I bet you a lot of people can relate to this. I feel like I've been a little bit of a quarantine funk in the past few days. And I feel like this will lift my spirits. I actually have some like legitimate plans this weekend now that some of the things have gotten a little bit relaxed. Actually, a friend of mine invited me to a Beer Olympics. I declined that offer.
Okay, so we're just done, right? And I'm not even saying that's the right thing or the wrong thing. I'm not judging. I'm not throwing any shade. But we can all agree. We can all look around and say that we're done with this. This is over.
I declined that offer. But I have other plans. I got some people are going to the park for like a picnic. And then one of my friends is having a barbecue. So I'm going to ease back in with these like small gatherings and see what happens. So if I'm going to go and see other people, I'm going to have to look right. And that does not include whatever this thing is on my head. So big day for me.
Well, that's where I'm at. Yeah, we can go hang out and stuff. And like I said, we've essentially said that we're done doing the whole isolating thing. That's over now. You can say what you want, but that's done. But if I'm just going to be going out and doing like the whole looking over my shoulder thing while I'm trying to have a good time, that's not a good time for me. So I don't know if I'm ready, man. More power to you. And I'm not saying that I'm right or wrong. I just don't know what to do.
I'm picking and choosing, right? So like I declined the Beer Olympics offer. I'm not going to go to a restaurant or a bar or anything this weekend with my pals. And look, I like a Friday happy hour. I'm not going to that, but it's more like, okay, it'd be nice to see some of my friends that I haven't seen in a month or two. And I'm going to keep my eyes peeled on the news to see if we get a spike here or a second wave. And like everybody else, I'm going to ease back into this thing. Like, I also don't think like on day one of my gym reopening, I'm going to wait till the 15th and see, are they going to have to close down, you know? So,
well, my gym's open now. And my guy hit me up. He's like, yo, where you at? Because I told you, Sad Boy Swole. That was my swole for the summer. And I just don't know if I'm ready yet. So,
yeah. Well,
I don't know. And you'll see in the news, we have some stories about, you know, Westport and different cities are thinking about opening up sidewalks as ways to, you know, help with restaurants reopening and all those cafes and stuff like that. And, you know, I still don't know. Even if you open up all these sidewalks and parking lots and whatever, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I say all this, it's Friday. I could be bored in 20 minutes and I could go do shots in an hour. So we'll see. I don't know. I guess we got to do it live. And I don't know. I'm nervous, man. That's a brave new world, man.
Knowing you, I think it's going to take you one trip out and then it's going to be back to normal heart. So I think you're just going to get a taste of the sauce and be good to go once it hits the lips.
Yeah, you make some good points. Points were made. Pete, you good though? Other than that, solid week. Got a solid Friday in store for us. Conditions are ideal.
Everything of course, should be good. of course, should be a busy Friday, and I'll explain more of that in sports. But yeah, it's a week. I mean, this is going to be really the first, I would say, for me personally, and everyone can choose what they want to do, but semi-normal, where I'm going to go and see, you know, what's going on. So,
Sean Edwards is going to be on this show. Shedwards. On Friday, our boy Shedwards, talking little movies and stuff. So that'd be a good time. Other than that, Pete, I'm just trying to think about if we need to, you know, maybe talk about some things or discuss some stuff. What should we do next? Is there something we should do after our intro banter? Maybe take me somewhere.
Oh, right. Me. I have to do this. Yes. Let's take in some news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yay! My name is Hartle, Mr. Casey Morning Show on Fridays. In
That's
this
right.
intro, this is me reminding Pete
right.
that this is when we get that freestyle. Peter F. Swing, the F stands for freestyle, and on a Friday, Peter, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
You want me to count you in? You just want to go on in when you're ready? Let's do it now. A five, let's do it now. A six, a five, six, seven, here we go. Hey!
The birds are flying high, making those squawks. They can now travel on Westport sidewalks. I want the food from the restaurants to put in my belly. In Missouri, not Kansas. See you, Laura Kelly.
Oh, no.
Look around. The water gun squirting.
Oh, Lord.
It's just another means of the art of flirting. Hartzell on the ones and twos, let's do the news. This was inspired by Hartzell's outline in front of me.
I am so proud of you. Man, that is just really impressive work right there, Pete. That's the content you came for, friends. My name is Hartzell, that is Pete. He's a newsman. I'm a newsman. Let's do the news, man.
Wait until Friday, man. I put Friday. Up a paywall for the Friday. So, one of these days. $2.99.
Hey, I pay for that.
Like Cameo.
If you're bringing it like that, I will absolutely subscribe to that Cameo.
I mean, next week, I mean, you may blink and say, well, normally we'd have the Friday freestyle, but if you want it, $2.99 on Cameo today. It'll get sent straight to your phone.
Hey, speaking of Cameo, you know, I'm working on a little Cameo for Monday. Maybe get a little guest on this show. I haven't even told you about this. Got my I'm trying to get my buddy Graham on the show. He's a good friend of mine. He's pretty good at soccer and stuff. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's Graham Zusi, so yeah.
Oh, working on that. Really? Yeah. I was thinking of that. Yeah. I thought you were talking about last name Cracker.
Pete.
What? Do you know him?
I hate you. Let's do the news, Pete. Let's
Delicious
do the news.
Man.
Westport. We talked a little bit about this on Wednesday. Not just Westport. Another city also going to be following suit. Trying to open up the sidewalks. Trying to make some space as we try to usher in this new era of social distancing and trying to get, butts through the door. What's it? Butts in seats? That's it. Butts in seats. Or I guess feet in streets. Oh, that was solid.
Late Thursday afternoon, KCMO City Council approved speeding up the process for restaurants to open temporary sidewalk, parklet, and street cafes. The permits will be free. And in Blue Springs, the council paved the way for the city to allow adjacent outdoor seatings at businesses.
See here, world. Well, hopefully with the increased traffic, we'll be able to see the numbers that we saw in February before all this happened. That was Dennis from Chicken and Waffle. That's a new joint that just opened up. I didn't realize how much I would miss it until I didn't have the option of going out. That's another person from Charbar. Everybody wants to do the things. I get it. And now you got to get creative. And this is the way that we're doing that. Businesses are going to still have to obtain the permit from the city for that outdoor seating, but it's going to be free. So we'll see what happens. And this is effective immediately. So I expect it to be a crowded weekend in Westport, for good or for bad.
I have a seat right here that I really like. Maybe the policy should be BYOC. You bring your own chair and...
Oh, okay.
I'd roll this one right on down. I told you, you know, I moved a few weeks ago. I talked about it on the show. I live a little bit even closer to Westport now. Maybe I'll just roll on over.
What they have done, Pete, is they're going to let this thing go on for the end of the year. So they approved the outdoor seating and alcohol sales to go. We talked about that last week. That's all extended, and that's going to be for the end of the year.
So there's a town in Florida. I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other day, catching up, and he lives in Fort Lauderdale, and there's basically no open container policy. I feel like that's going to have to be enforced, or I guess not enforced here, and it's a little strange. I mean, that's a true vacation town. So Kansas City, which I wouldn't consider necessarily a vacation town, is going to have that vacation feel really across the board, which is people walking around with their open beers like it's a huge concert.
I mean, Power and Light is already one big like open, right,
exactly,
open air venue,
it's, and like Power and Light in the whole city.
Well, they're shutting down more streets in Power and Light. So even on top of Power and Light, you can have more spaces.
Strange. It's strange times.
I'm excited to check it out again in due time. I think I'm going to let this one workshop itself for maybe a couple weekends.
I love you. I have my doubts on how you're going to handle this, but good luck. I mean, I whatever you want, whatever you think.
Listen, the more I talk it into existence, okay? Self-fulfilling prophecy, Pete. Let me try to do this thing.
All right.
Memorial Day weekend. Do you have any plans? You doing anything besides the comforts of your chair?
Nothing for actually Monday that I have in mind. I mean, the website, the internet never dies. So I'm probably do some work in the morning and then try to enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah. Are we going to do a show? I guess we should make this decision right now.
No show Monday? Yeah.
You gotta call it?
If we need a little break, I think. A break could be in order for us. Sorry, Cam. I know.
Yeah, I was going to say we should give it a shot. And I'm always the one that says we should give it a shot until it's the day of. And I'm like, man, that was such a dumbass idea. Why did I just not let us?
Yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday. We'll be back. And don't worry, Cam. We'll be back. You know, I know you're getting your underwear in a bunch a little bit. It's all right.
As we get ready for this Memorial Day weekend, you may have saw the AAA. I think this was the first time they didn't even release a forecast for people traveling this Memorial Day weekend. They said, you know, what's the point? And if you are looking to do something, to go see relatives or pay your respects or, you know, do whatever you do on Memorial Day, some advice from some health experts. I believe this is from KU Health.
I say car because you can control your environment. You know who's in it. There's not as much recirculated air from the outside, from a bunch of passengers around you, and you can roll down the windows or open up the pop top or whatever you need to do. So I feel pretty comfortable in a car. Airplanes, I don't know who's around me. It's harder to control the environment. When I got to get up and go to the bathroom, a lot of people have been there, and I don't know if I have all the things to wipe it down. I mean, it just feels more contained. And we know the recirculated air is a bit of a problem.
If you're traveling, maybe take some of that into consideration. If you are going back to work, Pete, you never left. But if you are headed back to work and you have not got any type of PPE, so that personal protective equipment, mask and things like that, that's required. So your business, your work, they should be providing that for you. If they haven't, KC doing KC things, because Kansas City is the best. We get creative. Like we said earlier, we got to get creative with these things.
We're like Creative City with the K.
Oh, put that on a shirt. Oh, that's my trademark. I just did that. Dibs.
Can't wait to tweet it.
Kansas City's reopening plan includes protections for workers. For instance, employers have to provide personal protective equipment to staff if they work in conditions where they can't social distance.
Amidst a national shortage, buying PPE in bulk presents a challenge for anyone.
So if you need any of that for your store, kcppe.com. It's like 70-plus businesses have all worked together, made in KC, help put this thing on. And it's a website that's a resource for if you need any type of mask or hand sanitizers or stuff like that. kcppe.com. There you go.
It's everybody a beautiful website. There's different charts. There's no photos of the masks, which, I mean, is number one for me. I want to know what color it is. I want to know How is it going to feel on my face?
Give me that 360 spin so I can see.
Will it enhance? Is there an open door so I could throw you know, a celery stalk in there? I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight. They tell me celery is minus 50 calories. Could I force that in there through the mask? You know, not a lot of data, but definitely a lot of options on kcppe.com. Wish I could meet the owner of this website. I mean, I run a website myself, and I just would have made it a little bit more.
Are you throwing shade right now? They're doing a good.
Friendly?
They are doing a public service, yeah. And you over here, Peter, you are just
like, what differentiates Gators to Go? I'm reading from Kate E. Burke. I mean, aside from all this chart information, you have the price, but what do they look like? I don't know. How's it going to feel? Do you have sizes? You know, some people have small ass heads. I happen to have a big ass head.
You do.
As my mom told me when I was younger, when I would be upset about it, it was for my big brain. And so thank you, mom, for making me feel better about it.
What she meant to say was your big mouth, as Ooh. That's what you have transitioned to now.
Okay. Rude.
I don't know what the big deal is with Kansas, and say what you want about Governor Laura Kelly. She has been pretty much at the forefront when it comes to being proactive and the handling of, I think, the coronavirus. I think she's been on top of this thing. That's just my opinion. But man, the Kansas legislator, they are just not a fan of Governor Laura Kelly.
Attorney General Derek Schmidt's new opinion doubts that some of the second wave of orders are legal.
Clearly, she's acted beyond the authority that she's had.
One Senate plan includes restricting her from new virus emergency orders unless top lawmakers approve. Democrat John Carmichael thinks the intent here is to get the governor and the Democrats.
This is nothing more than just bushwhacking, folks.
There you go. Bushwhacking, folks, is what he said, if you couldn't quite hear that. Republicans on Friday advancing a big package in the GOP-controlled Kansas legislature, trying to shield businesses and healthcare providers from coronavirus-related lawsuits. Also trying to clap back at Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. That woman, she's had it. She's been going through some things. The whole state's been going through some things. We've been all going through some things. So why don't we all just, if there was ever a time for us to play nice in the sandbox, maybe it's now. Is that too hard? Is that too much to ask, Pete?
Good segue. Kelly's is open. So if you're stressed about Laura Kelly, hop the border. Come on into Kelly's.
That's your KC Morning Show. My name is Hart, so we'll see you on Wednesday.
It's just, I mean, I'm just saying.
When you said on Wednesday's show, I was listening back. You said, Laura Kelly, the K stands for Kansas. Man, legitimately, I forgot you had said that listening back, and I popped so hard. I laughed for a good five minutes, man.
It does. I feel for her. I wish that there was a way for all the virus to evaporate, you know, because I think the stress level on some of these politicians must be high, and I worry about them. So
forget the politicians. What about us? The stress level on us.
Yeah, I mean, but imagine having to make these decisions and go in front of the media at this point. I mean, there's no right decision, as we've talked about before.
The decision I had to make to not go to the gym for 2 months and then to have to step in front of a camera myself with a lack of muscle, having given up that luxury. How do you think I felt? Huh?
Yeah.
I
think I saw this on one of the influencer profile. Full belly's better than a flat belly. And so there you go. You look a little happier.
Full bellies, full hearts can't lose.
I forget whose it is. There's someone that does. It's like it's one of these like KC food person people.
That's us now.
That's me and my kitch. Pete and the kitch.
Let's take it national, huh? Let's take it to 45. President was in Michigan. He's traveling again because he's ready for us to do this transition back into greatness. That's like the new branding strategy. Well, the president is in Michigan, and he's making waves like only Donald Trump can.
President Trump tonight making his third trip to a battleground state in just 3 weeks, this time meeting with American workers at a Ford plant in Michigan. It all comes amid those difficult new numbers, another 2.4 million Americans filing for unemployment, more than 38 million now since this all began.
Here's my mask right here.
and I liked it very much.
His visit to Michigan comes just a day after he threatened to cut federal funds to the state because election officials there mailed voters applications for absentee ballots.
Threatening to take money away from a state that is hurting as bad as we are right now is just scary, and I think something that is unacceptable.
On the Democratic side, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, has told Amy Klobuchar, senator out of Minnesota, that, yo, you might be on the ticket. The crowd went, meh. It's like, it was not a super exciting announcement, is what I'm trying to say. But I don't think you should read too much into that. Tons of people get vetted. In fact, the lady you heard in that audio, the governor of Michigan, she's also on the short list of potential vice presidential candidates for Joe Biden. Amy Klobuchar, let's see here, you know, Kamala Harris.
This is just me talking. The Democratic Party is just making mistake after mistake. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden should not have been the choice. Mm-hmm. Klobuchar should not be the choice. And it really should be Andrew Cuomo. And I know I'm biased because I just like him.
And you're a New York guy. But let's Biden, get that bias. Let's get that bias on the table immediately
right.
here.
But
let's
Biden made this. He made this promise during one of the debates, so we had to follow through. It felt like without thinking, and he just was put on the spot and said yes. And if you're going to pick a lady, it should not be Klobuchar, who to me just came off throughout that whole process as unlikable. And so, man, it's like it feels like the last time where people are just serving this up for Donald Trump, because I know, I remember a lot of people back then, and I remember it, would say, man, if it was anyone but Hillary, right? And it's starting to feel like that because Joe Biden, he just does not come off. And maybe he's still up, he's still smart up here, but he's not in a place where he feels smart. I think in a lot of these debates, he's going to get run over. And it...
Well, do you think too, because everything you're saying is kind of like that image of Joe that we got.
Right.
Basically, before South Carolina, before that primary, where it was like kind of, Trump said he was kind of Sleepy Joe. In fact, Kamala Harris, who might be his VP, she ethered him in that first debate, remember? And so I wonder if because of the virus and stuff, we haven't seen Joe really doing a ton of stuff, minus like those TV interviews, but we've all kind of tried to tone out politics for the most part. So I wonder if like maybe that was like, this is his setback, was that he was not in front of enough faces to change your mind from Sleepy Joe. Now, I just wonder if that's going to come back to bite him, because we lost 2 months.
Now, playing devil's advocate here, do I know what I'm talking about?
No,
I don't know. And it's only because
none
like
of us do.
Watching the Democratic debates, I said to myself, man, Joe Biden is the worst. So does it even matter, the debates? Like, maybe it's just people are going to vote for who they vote for based upon truly how they feel about the rights. Then I think, fine, okay, maybe. But even so, I just think for this election, which is so important, I think, for the history of America, like, you want to give yourself your best shot. And I just don't feel like this is the dude. And that's just how I feel.
I don't know. Democrats just find a way to make things so much difficult. I mean, as a practicing Democrat myself, so there you go. You can throw your stones at me now. We are the worst at PR, and nobody shoots themselves in the foot better than the Democrats. By the way, personal note, unrelated, I am going to be a state delegate for Bernie Sanders.
I saw that. I'll be honest with you. Again, sports journalist, didn't 100% know what it meant, but I was happy for you.
Long story short, I ran for an election to be a delegate. I won the state convention.
Who'd you run against?
I was... Why do you gotta ask that question?
Most important question. I mean, like I said, I am a journalist.
I am a progressive Democrat in the suburbs, Lee Summit. I ran unopposed. There was no one else in my district.
What am I congratulating you for?
For being a winner.
What?
A win is still a win.
You know,
was my name on the ballot, and did I bring home the dub? The answer is yes.
I meant to tell you this. So yesterday, I won a race. I was the only one in the race. But I finished in first.
And you know what? I would congratulate you on your victory. That's what I would do, because I understand a win is a win.
It was a 4-mile race, and no one else was running, but I won. And I'll tell you what.
I didn't tell these folks not to run against me.
I wish I would have known.
I was so intimidating that they didn't want to step foot in this arena. They didn't want none of this. They didn't want no smoke.
I wish I would have known, because I, for funny gags, would have run against you and just see just seeing how it went. Would have been great. But but hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I'm excited. I will report back. If anything, man, I want to try to get us some cool interviews from this the virtual state convention. So might be kind of cool.
I was named the best chef in my house, and so I was live alone. Thrilled about it though.
Oh, why are we friends? How has this show lasted as long as it has?
6 months, right. Run 6 months and change more.
That might be changing more. Yeah, as in like it might change us up. We are running so late. I feel like we have been talking a bunch. We have let's do the speed. I have three stories. Let's do one. Okay. Do
That's you summer want? Song.
You want that? You want the summer song? Let's do the summer song. Let's hit
play. No, I had a feeling. The summer song is a summer sausage.
Okay. Hey, I'm a district in the chain. Summer tracks, the list is in. That's Cardi B. I like it like that.
Serve it up like pinata. Is that what she's saying?
Something like that. I could never quite understand my girl. Rolling Stone put out a list of the best summer songs of all time, rounding out the top five. Rolling Stone's best summer songs. Alice Cooper, School's Out. That don't suit ya. That's a drag. I guess we could have played that song in like what, March, something like that. Number four, a recent addition to the list. Little Nas X. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran, number three. Yeah, every time I call my baby, try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Number two, gonna be dancing in the street. Every guy, grandma girl. Martha and the Vandellas. And number one, Cardi B. I like that. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. Rolling Stones, your favorite summer tunes. Does that track pretty well with you, Pete?
I guess.
I'm just ready for that swing original. That's what I want. That's what I need to be getting. When we get all this done, when we, at the end of our run of this show, when we eventually, you know, have our swan song and right off into the podcasting sunset. I'm gonna put all your freestyles from the news Fridays.
That's right.
And we're gonna release that in a mixtape, a fire mixtape on SoundCloud, and it will go viral. It's gonna chart number one. It will be added to my favorite summer songs.
Some people have Crooked Eye as the best freestyler of all time. Other people say Chance the Rapper, and I just feel for them, because you're gonna release this and they'll be of yesteryear, as they say, and that'll just be it.
Pete, give me a letter.
Why? No, why should I give you a letter?
See? It's a Casey morning show.
The Casey Morning Show.
It's that Friday, that Charlie Hustle Friday. Every Friday, your Casey Morning Show, brought to you by Charlie Hustle. KCMS20 for 20% off. They got some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now too, and they got another code going, MDW2020. So I don't like that, but that's also for 20% off.
Who I don't know if you could use both codes. That and who do I need to cut?
It says Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, never mind. I see. Now I'm an ass. So I need to pay attention more.
black Casey Hart crew neck. Looks good. They got Stone Cold Jones. They got a clearance sale going on. It's great. Looks like all kinds of new barbecue shirts, which
the barbecue line is amazing. I saw they had a new
Boulevard tees. Yeah.
There we go. Get to that. They got that Boulevard, like it's the baseball tee, the 3/4 length. Oh,
right. They got them.
That is the god right there.
They got some Henley looking shirts. I mean, now that you haven't been in the gym in 2 months, we'll probably have to get you an extra small. But I really like this new shirt, and I caught my eye the other day. It is a Boulevard Catch a Flight tee, mm-hmm. and it's like a flight with some wings and clouds, and it says Catch a Flight, and it's just
a
prime-looking shirt. And I'm going to read this for you and get you inspired. If you're at the Boulevard Beer Hall and find yourself a bit indecisive on which flavorful beer to go with, catch a flight and sample 4 of Boulevard's delicious tap offerings. The Royal Blue Catch a Flight Tea is a fun spin on a popular saying within the beer industry. Grab yours today and sample them all. KCNS.
Oh, wow.
20 will get you 20% off.
Hell of a read right there, Pete.
Right. They're working on, they said that they are working on a Pat the Bat shirt, which I know will be highly popular.
Mm-hmm. Put them in, coach.
So check out the website. You have our promo code. I don't know if you can use two promo codes at the same time. They have MDW2020. I doubt that you can, but who knows?
Hey, I can't knock that hustle. Can't knock that Charlie hustle. Give it a shot.
try to hack in and get 40% off. Who knows?
KCMS20, 20% off. Pete. No. Let me rewind. I don't want to hear from you, Pete. Radio Henry, one more time. What is that KCMS code?
You gotta understand that Charlie Hustle is the number one t-shirt factory maker in all the Midwest, this side of the Mississippi. And if you want 20% off, you gotta just put in our little code KCMS20. That will get you 20% off of Charlie Hustle tees. Back to you, Hartzell.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, you know, on this show called The Screening Room, he dishes out popcorn bags on a rating system. Well, here on this, your KC Morning Show, he crunches the kernels for us. Sean Edwards, hello, my friend. How are you, brother?
Crunching the kernels. Who's going to need a new
tooth? Sean, what you been up to? Anything new to report? Anything at all?
When I'm talking to you, it's all new. I'm talking all new TV series, brand spanking new documentaries, Epic Entertainment. I got you covered. It's always new. I don't ever come with staleness.
We got some good stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot better than last week. Matter of fact, a lot of people reached out worried about my welfare. Hey, some fun stuff this week.
So what we got? What you want to kick it off with first? What you want to do?
Starting first with the Love Dirt.
These people are super dangerous, and they're really powerful.
We have imposters.
Oh no, imposters, that sucks.
Everyone unmask yourself.
Oh sh**. Nobody else took their masks off.
I know The Lovebirds makes it sound like it's a romantic comedy. It is not. It's about a couple that kind of like at a crossroads with one another. They get thrown into this situation. It's actually a murder mystery, sort of on the level of a Scooby-Doo episode, but it's fine. It's available right now on Netflix, and it stars my girl, Issa Rae. A lot of people know her from the HBO series Insecure, making feature films now, and she stars opposite my man, Kumail Nanjiani.
Nailed it.
Yeah. That's my guy. I like both of these actors. They struggle a little bit with the chemistry, but that's all right.
Of all the ones you sent me, this is the one I'm probably going to check out this weekend.
Lovebirds on Netflix. It's kind of silly. It's a lot of fun. It's one of those no-brainer type guilty pleasure movies.
Right. And that's what we want right now. That's all we need right now.
Remember, right now, we're still grading on a pandemic curve.
I love it.
I would do 3 out of 5 on Lovebirds.
Okay, 66%. on Rotten Tomatoes, so that lines up pretty well with you. So that checks.
Yeah, yeah. We are fine. Maybe we don't do half. I would actually would have went 2 out of 2.5 out of 5.
Nah, we rounding up. Tie goes to the runner. It's COVID.
COVID-19, baby. Got enough down to deal with. Let's talk about the second movie. Military Wives.
I'm Kate Barclay, Colonel Barclay's wife. Let's come up with some exciting activities to do while our service people are away.
What about singing?
Singing?
Let's just get the strippers in.
Were you a big fan of the movie The Full Monty? This is the same director. It's about a group of military wives. Their men have been sent off to war. They're all British. So the humor is very British. And they form choir.
Like a singing choir.
What other type of choir is there?
Stop it.
They go through a bunch of songs we're very familiar with. Of course, there's struggles in the beginning, and they get good at the end. You know how these things go. I'm not plot spoiling here. Like, everything just looks simple. This is simple, pleasurable entertainment.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't paying attention to a single thing you said because I'm looking up different types of choirs. All right. The internet doesn't suggest there's other types of choirs, Sean. So maybe you were right. All right. Leave me alone.
That's a decent movie, man. Available now on video on demand, or as we like to call it in the biz, VOD.
What else we got?
Mary J. Blige doing her thing. I'm a radio with you. Just can't be without you, babe. Body Cam. This movie's more like a supernatural horror movie.
Oh, okay.
18 out of 7 code 2. Requesting backup. Proceed with extreme caution.
Someone's in here.
Yeah, it's got some good moments, and it tries to make these psychological points that don't quite work, but like I said, a lot of people are going to think this is exactly like Black and Blue, which came out last year.
This ain't that deep.
Nah.
The question we all want to know is how is Mary J. Blige? Like, that's what we really want to know.
That's true. I was taking a long time to get to and I like Mary J. Blige as an actress, but I have to admit this may be the weakest thing she's ever been in. Prolific and Mudbound. Academy Award nominee Mary J. Blige, but
hey, we all got to get paid, all right? It's COVID season.
But nah, Body Cam's the weakest of the three. It's rated R. It's available right now on VOD. So there you go.
So you got something to look forward to. Even if it's not a great movie, you can check out Mary J. Blige and see how she does.
Yeah. You want to hear my miscellaneous Mary J. Blige story?
I know you got one. I know you do.
I do. I was at this event called the Critics' Choice Movie Awards a couple of years ago. And I had the honor of sitting next to her at the table when she was nominated for Best Actress for Mudbound. And it just so happened that day of the show was her actual birthday.
Critics' Choice nominee Mary J. Blige celebrated her 47th birthday during the show last night. Celebs like Alison Brie were photographed ringing in her birthday with cake.
So at these award shows, they have a staff to serve you food and drinks or anything you want. I discovered a while ago that you can literally order anything you want. I ordered Mary J. Blige a birthday cake, so they brought a birthday cake to the table, and we cut different slices of the cake, and I walked to the table next to ours, and I asked Angelina Jolie if she wanted some Mary J. Blige birthday cake, and the person who I never thought ate any food at all walked over and said yes, and then when she came over to the table, we had run out of plates, and Angelina Jolie there until the
wait
staff went and got more plates, and she actually ate.
What? I don't know if I want to make fun of you or if I want to give you a slow clap or what. That's amazing.
Why would you make fun of me about giving Angelina Jolie a piece of Mary J. Blige's birthday cake at the Critics' Choice Movie Awards?
I know you, Sean. I know you're always trying to grease something. I know everything you do is a big picture move. I know you.
This is also documented on my Instagram account, by the way.
See what he's doing? He's plugging right now. See what he's doing? See? It's all a big picture move with Sean Edwards, y'all. How'd that make you feel being at that table, though?
I mean, I'm just chilling.
There he is. See this guy, Joe Cool over here. Okay.
My date was going nuts, but I was just chilling. I Part of the job, man.
Shiny Smooth over here, my man. We all just trying to get to that table.
We just want to be at the table, man, and eat some Mary J. Blige
burgers. Sean, where can these people get a hold of you?
Get a hold of me?
Yeah, you know, your handles, your socials, and all that stuff.
816-777-9311.
All right, man, you're going to regret that.
Okay.
And you know what? I reactivated my flip phone.
What's wrong with you? What's happening? Man, listen, you know we're going to get better, all right? We will rebuild. I know this is clearly going to your head.
It's a flip phone, baby. Call me. Got the flip phone reactivated. I might fool around and get a Jerry curl.
All right. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. I can't be a part of this anymore. Right? My hands are clean. I will see you, my friend, next week.
I got you. Hey, thank you.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter S. Sweeney, the S stands for sports. Take me to sports.
First of all, thank you to Radio Henry. What a close of that last seg.
Man, we are privileged, aren't we?
We certainly are. And... And here we go. COVID-19 testing with Sporting KC. That's fun. The local news was allowed to film Sporting getting COVID-19 tests the other day. And it was like the most unpleasant footage. I don't do local sports. I just do the Chiefs. And this is just a blanket statement to my colleagues. We didn't need film of this. You didn't need to. Maybe Sporting wanted to show you that they were doing this. It was gross.
Eyes got watery. I didn't love it.
They were sticking, you know, it's an unpleasant test. They have to stick this, like,
right.
It looks like a two pencils worth of length swab up your nose and kind of like really get in there. A lot of nose swabbing. But Peter Vermees and the team, they're being lauded really across the MLS because they're at the forefront of this thing, trying to get the team up back and running. Here's the manager of Sporting KC.
Yeah, the individual workouts and all that stuff, it's great. The guys have been very disciplined. The staff has been very creative in the things that we've done with the players. So it's been working, really well.
So you could hear him. He's enthusiastic. He's trying to really get this thing going. And I think it's because Sporting was so good, right? You probably have a team who started poorly and is like, oh, man, I don't ever want to go back. But Sporting wants to play. They want to play their game. So Big Verm.
We want the cup. Got to have that cup.
They've been calling him Big Verm because of all the things he's been doing.
No one has said any of those things.
What do you mean?
big Verm, they say. Okay.
Verm, he's in favor of playing games in one location to resume the MLS season. Reports indicate MLS are exploring proposals to resume play in Orlando without fans to begin.
And which Big does Verm's, nothing for me, by the way. That does nothing for a host.
They're not going to fly you down to stadium Orlando. Host.
I don't think so. I don't think I have that kind of clout.
You'd fit well in Orlando.
I've done it. I've hosted games in Orlando.
We truly have to get
brag over here.
We truly have to get back on the field as fast as we can for so many reasons. Big Verm said in a conference call yesterday. I think the idea of going to a single location, if that's what it is, I personally am all for it. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have the greatest player in MLS history and Alon the Haircut Pulido, you're going to want to get back on the field as quickly as you can. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid set to join the media today, really ruining my Friday. The Chiefs have been going through the virtual offseason, so we'll see what he has to say. The weird thing is, as we're going into these pressers, I'll be on it, of course, you don't really know what's new to ask him because, like, we just talked to him a week or two ago, and they've just been doing virtual workouts. It's not even like they really can get a grasp of how the players are on the field. Like, for example, the Chiefs have a new tight end named Ricky Seals-Jones. That'd be like an underlying storyline you could talk about. How does he look so far? You know, how is he with the play calling that's a little bit elevated from where he was in Cleveland? And, yeah, there's really no insight to that. So I'm interested in seeing how this goes. I'm going to have to really be creative with
What's your question? Break me off a sneak peek, man. Come on. Give us some KCMS insider news.
Yeah, like as I'm working through it in my head and I try to ask as good questions as I can, I'm more so wondering, like, what's Andy Reid's process? Because he's really good about, like, watching all the tape. I mean, he films practice from 5 or 6 or 7 angles and he'll watch all the tape after they go through it. So I'm almost curious as to, like, if a player is running routes, is he asking them to send it to him so that he can look at it? Like, how is this working? And maybe even more specifically with Pat Mahomes. Like, if Pat is going through what they call his drops, is he sending that tape to Reed? And so I'm trying to work through that, maybe that question. And with these virtual.
Well, him and what's-her-face are too busy doing those workouts together. What's his girlfriend's name? Brittany.
Miss Brittany.
I still have not. I haven't gotten over that squat workout, Brittany. I don't know what you're telling Pat, but that wasn't a workout, y'all. I saw that video. That wasn't a workout. Wasn't that kind of workout?
As the kids are saying, you need to put a little respect on the queen of Kansas City's name.
Hey, I love that woman. She's great.
There you go. You're fixing yourself right there. We'll see. I don't know. I gotta
figure
out.
Watch that video many times. If you know what I mean.
In these virtual pressers, they have to unmute the journalist. So you're really only able to get about one question in. It's rare that I'll get two in. So you try to really make it a good one if you can. Anyway, #journalist, first world problems. The NFL has proposed replacing onside kicks with the option to make possession through a 4th-and-15 attempt, and they can do this twice per game. Onside kicks are dangerous. You know, they lead to concussions. They lead to injuries. I remember, I think it was Chris Conley who was with the Chiefs a few years ago. He injured himself during one of these. If the Chiefs can go 4th-and-15 twice per game, they convert 15 yards regularly. So Pat Mahomes, of course, tweeted out two laughing emojis yesterday at this rule. Another Chiefs note, Clark Hunt told a Texas radio station Mahomes' contract talks are set to begin this summer. And I speak for all of Kansas City when I say the sooner the better, you know. Mm-hmm. ESPN, The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, did so well it averaged more than 5.6 million viewers per episode during its 5-week run. That's ridiculous. I almost thought, this was always confusing to me about The Last Dance, why did they do two episodes a week? Yeah. They should have spaced it out. It was such a big deal. And like, you'd get through one episode, right? And you'd be like, man, we could talk for a couple days about this one. And then they would do two. And I don't know. Wouldn't have been my call, but who am I? Anyway. So since it pulled nearly 13 million viewers in an on-demand viewing, they are now thinking of new ways to do documentaries. So Tom Brady, ESPN, announced a 9-part series on the Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback coming at us in 2021. Do we need a Tom Brady docu? Yeah. Everybody loves Michael Jordan, but Brady just hits you a little bit differently than Jordan does. I don't know if this will be as popular. I think people will watch it, and that'll be a little bit different because I think most people love watch Jordan, whereas there'll be a lot of people just hate watching this duck. I have the sound of the trailer if you want it, if you want to play a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Take me there.
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to...
I kind of hate him. I hate him.
Yeah, I figured that's what would happen when I gave
that's
you that.
That's about as far as I could go.
Right.
I couldn't do much more. I'm sorry. Does it get better?
Things that happen in my life, I've dreamed
I'm going to give it 5 more seconds.
Continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
I'm out. Back to you, Pete.
When you see a wall in front of you, you just mash your head right through it, no matter how hard it is. And if you're Tom Brady, you get through. That's coming out. We'll look forward to that in 2021. Hopefully, the world is coronavirus-free by then. Just cleanses itself. I'm hoping the sun burns it off, like 45 was saying at the beginning. That's it. That's it for sports. Big day ahead.
Hell of a sports block.
Okay.
Any events or anything going on? Anything you need to tell me about?
I got a couple. Ever since this thing started, it's been tough to sift through what's real, what's been canceled. But should I begin here? Okay, here we go. I thought this was really cool. So this is an online event that's happening today at 10 a.m. As you're probably finishing the show, if you listen right away. Build a burger cookie class. So there's a beige cookie. A tomato looking cookie and a green, and you stack them and they look like a cheeseburger. And they're all cookies. Beautifully delicious KC.com. There's a virtual art walk tonight. That is happening curbside carry out from your local favorite restaurant. Hop on the Facebook event page at 7 p.m. That's being put on by Fourth Friday's Art Walk. So you could see some art and chow down at food at home. Like if you want to make yourself some chicken piccata or some key lime pie like I've been doing, Chef Pete.
Farmers is that what market. You do? Do you just like look in a mirror and cook? You know, look at some art and cook a little
bit? I'm always amazed because each and every day, like I've told you before, I think, like I look at the mirror and I get handsome, a little more handsome every day, and then that's just a miracle that happens for me. Two farmer markets, of course, City Market and Overland Park, happening this weekend. OP seems to be a little bit more socially distanced. I think the right thing to do right now is if you're going out to some of these more like public events to rock that mask. Probably the smartest thing to do. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the CDC. I'm just a
yeah,
man.
No, rep the mask. No, yeah. Wear your mask. That's the answer.
You have the CDC.
Wear a mask.
See, the CDC says to wear a mask. The PDC says do what you want. I mean, it's a free country. Beach Pelini Slushes at KC Wine Company on Saturday, May 23rd. That sounds fun. I like a Beach Pelini and I like a slush, so this combines the two. And really a beautiful color on these. Looks like
hey, this weekend is really setting up to be just spot on for you.
Almost like a rosé-looking pink slush, KC Wine Company.
Ooh.
Where is KC Wine Company? Oh, I'll tell you where it is. It's 1380-875 South Gardner Road in Olathe, Kansas. So I might have to make a trek out for one of these Bellini Peach. Sunday, sunset, social distance, masked parade. That's happening 6:30 Sunday in Volker, Kansas. Where is Volker, Kansas City?
Stone's throw away.
Stone's
second
throw away.
Second start to the right and straight on till morning.
They're doing a parade. 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. You can wear a mask. Do it. Balloons. Molly Balloons.
Molly Balloons.
Do you know like Molly Balloons?
I do a little bit. Does some stuff with, she did some stuff with 6'10".
Okay.
Had this like balloon bikini that I was a fan right. of.
And that's a show. Just have to take it there. Sorry in advance, the kids. This program.
It's like no family-friendly show. Nah, not on a Friday. Pete, it's been a pleasure, my friend. A pleasure as always. You are what they say in the business. One of the good ones, my friend. One of the good ones. Give me a letter.
You?
No.
Wait. You, wait. No, I meant you want a letter.
Oh. Okay.
X.
Okay.
X gonna give it to you.
That's it. That's it right there. You've named yourself the show. My name is Hartzell. Pete, I love you, buddy. Subscribe. We love you. We'll see you in the morning,
KC
everybody.
Morning show.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Smell ya.
There he is.